getting old.
Yeah? No worry about not getting old.
I think I'll make a great old lady. Sort of eccentric. Cat lady, maybe, taking in strays. Then on my 76th birthday, I'm going to take up smoking. And on my 80th, I'm going to overdose on Malamars.
That sounds like you. Age gracefully for a while and then pig out.
What about you?
Well, I thought I had it all figured out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Charles and me swinging the grandchildren on a porch swing like a Norman Rockwell painting.
I don't think that Claire's going to let you swing with Charles anymore.
Yeah, Jenny and Chip will probably just put me in a home.
You know, you could be an attractive, active, vibrant, healthy, and involved person at 80.
That's what I'd like to be now.
Hiya, gorgeous.
Hey, Max, I need a man's opinion. What do you think?
Say it's terrific, and you'll save yourself a lot of trouble.
How was the parent-teacher conference?
It was interesting. Our daughter's either going to grow up to be a brain surgeon or a burden on society.
What a coincidence. I married a man who was both.
Do you say things like that about me when I'm not here?
How could I?
Does she say things like that about me when I'm not here?
How could she? Coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. We stopped off and had a cup.
A few cups.
Yeah, well, I gotta go. Don't forget, Friday.
You got it.
Good night, Allie. The needlepoint is, so-so.
An unsolicited so-so. What's Friday night?
We're going skiing in Vermont.
I don't ski.
Good, you're not going.
You and Max?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Allie, why do men and women usually go away together?
That part I know. It's the part about going away with your ex-husband that throws me.
Well, we've always been good friends.
Well, I guess I'm old-fashioned. I believe in hating the people I divorce.
I don't feel that way about Max.
Oh, really? How do you feel?
I'll tell you Sunday night.
He is kind of cute.
Cute? He's adorable, and he's funny, and he's quirky.
Undependable, irresponsible.
Unrealistic, unreliable.
Are you sure he'll show up?
Yeah. I think he's changed.
People don't change.
Boy, are you tough.
I am not tough. I may be firm, sometimes even strident, but I'm not tough.
Will you shut up already?
Okay. See, a tough woman wouldn't say okay. You and Max, I still think that's odd.
Oh, come on. You've still got warm feelings about Charles.
Oh, very warm. I see him roasting in hell. I don't see what the big deal is, Charles. I've switched weekends with you. Well, can't Claire rearrange her schedule for once? Thanks, Charles. I'll do the same for you sometime. He won't switch weekends. Claire has made plans for the children.
Not another museum.
Chip, she's only trying to make sure you have a good time in her own peculiar way.
I want to go with Emma to her grandmother's.
She's going to teach me how to make a tart.
Jenny's father knows all about that.
Guys, it's 8:30. Better get a move on. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cool it with the editorials.
I'm sorry. It's just that this week's a problem.
Why?
Well, I'm going to be alone.
So what's the problem?
Everybody's going away.
So?
I've never been alone.
Everybody's been alone.
The closest I came to it was when I had my appendix out and the woman in the next bed was in a coma.
Allie, you're alone all day.
That's not alone. That's in between meals. This is hardcore alone. It's like playing hide and seek and nobody comes to look for you. Kate!
Relax. Alone is great. Just think of it as spending a weekend with your best friend.
Who?
You.
I never liked her.
Come on, Kate, come on.
Allie, I'm borrowing one of your ski sweaters.
I'm all ready to go.
I wish I was.
Are you nervous?
A little bit. How are you with this kid?
I like him. He reminds me a lot of my father.
Sometimes I wonder who's the mother around this joint.
I was sent to hurry you along.
Allie, lighten up. What are you going to do this weekend?
Well, according to the newspaper, the New York Philharmonic's in San Francisco, the New York City Ballet's in Chicago. The Rangers are in Toronto and the Knicks are in Detroit. Everybody's out of town.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Kate.
Where are you going?
Dad's outside.
Well, can't I at least have a goodbye kiss? Goodbye, my babies.
Is this the part where you walk into the ocean?
Oh, shut up.
Coming.
Okay. Allie, relax. Let it happen. Go with the flow.
Oh, I'm in trouble and you're giving me song titles.
You're right. You deserve a song. Just me and my shadow.
Hey, rat!
Good luck.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Bye.
Okay, Max, we're off.
Okay, see you later, alligator.
Bye, Max. Bye, Kate. Bye, Chip. Bye, Mr. Chips. Bye, my fancy. Bye, Yellow Brick Road. Bye, Columbus. Arrivederci, Roma.
The number for the suicide hotline is...
Oh, get out of here!
Oh, why did I say that?
Recognize the wine?
Yes, red.
It's the same wine that we drank in Madrid 100 years ago.
I thought we finished that bottle.
Or another bottle. Nothing, nothing is too good for the mother of my child. Do I look as good as you look?
How good do I look?
You look as good as you did the day we met.
As I remember the day we met, I had the flu. My eyes were red, my nose was running, my hair was matted, and my lips were chapped.
You look better than the day we met.
Likewise.
Hey, me, I never changed. I'm as cute as ever.
Peter Pan.
And you're Wendy.
Oh, no. I gave back my visa to Never Never Land when we got divorced.
Is it as much fun in the real world? Do you laugh as much?
I laugh.
Till it hurts?
Till it smarts.
Geez, did I just blow the whole thing? Did I kiss you too soon? Too late? Too tough, too rough, too sweet. Not enough. Hey, somebody ought to write a book about a guy who's going out on a date with his ex-wife. It's rough. I mean, it's rough. It's that first kiss. That first kiss. It's
Max,
a killer.
Max, stop babbling.
That's what I'll do. I'll stop babbling. You want to give the second kiss a shot?
Let's not rush it.
Okay, whatever you say. How about now? Seems like old times, having you to walk with. Seems like old times, having you to talk with.
Max?
My singing always got you.
No, anything to shut you up.
I'll watch TV, and I'll watch whatever I want.
Prices are firm on the futures market, with grain leading the way.
Jim, I'm worried about Buddy. He hardly touched his breakfast.
Oh, touch your breakfast,
Buddy. Yes, all the golden hits of Billy Bob Rogers. There's love is a garden, so water your woman every day. And the Lord has made our trailer a home, plus that big...
Operator. I'm alone in the house. Somebody.
Oh, where are the honeymooners when you need them? Milk! Hot milk makes you sleep. Hot milk. I hate hot milk. Oh, that is a mess. Allspice. Anise, arrowroot. Allie, you're alphabetizing the spice rack. Crazy people alphabetize the spice rack. Crazy people tell themselves they're alphabetizing. I know what I'll do. What? I'll go back to sleep. That's one way to pass the time. Roger? Evelyn? Roger! Evelyn!
What's the matter? You all
right? Hi! Come in for some coffee.
Allie, it's 2 a.m.
2:03.
Allie, Evelyn's going upstairs. I'd like to go with her.
Roger, I have chocolate cake and whipped cream.
Can I borrow the whipped cream?
Roger, I need human contact.
So do I. That's why I'm going upstairs. Good night.
Well, can you come down later? This evening.
That's how you answer the phone?
Oh. Sorry, I'm hallucinating.
I'm just checking. How did your day go?
Oh, fine. What'd you do? No, don't answer that. They'll take out our phone.
Allie, why don't you call a friend?
Is that allowed?
You're not being punished.
Okay. Yeah, I will. Thank you. Goodbye.
Marsha Albright's phone machine pleading with you not to speak until the tone sounds. She takes it out on me when she gets only half a message, so please wait for the tone.
I will.
It'll just be a little while.
That's okay. This is the most fun I've had all day.
Be patient.
I am.
Here it is.
And that's why you have to call me back right away. That was really mature. Max, you're as amazing as ever.
You noticed?
Noticed? There's 400 people in the lift line. You waltz up and suddenly they clear a path. We go into the bar and it's jammed. Next thing I know, we have a table right by the fire. How do you do it?
Yeah, a lot of charm, a little theater.
Well, the charm is apparent. Where's the theater?
Camille?
You told them that I was dying?
Better sit down, darling. You know you need your rest.
I thought the tears in those people's eyes were from the cold. Max, that's terrible.
Ah, what's the big deal? When I fooled everybody in Switzerland by telling them we were with the CIA, you thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, but that was 15 years ago. People change.
Change? You want me to change? I'll change. Look, I'll leave this room, go through this door, and come back a new and excitingly different person.
Max! Come in. Max, you stay as sweet as you are.
I will. They almost got to me, you know.
Who did?
Joe Riggs. He said he wanted to make me a manager at the restaurant. He's got some crazy idea about grooming me for a partnership.
What's crazy about that?
I'm an actor.
Yeah, but Max, for the last 15 years, you have been a waiter more than you've been an actor.
Yeah, I mean, that was in my 20s, you know. There was a lot of competition around. Most of those guys have dropped out by now.
Yeah, the sane ones.
What's sane about giving up your dream?
Yeah, but you have to be asleep to dream. Sometimes it's better to wake up.
Where did you read that, on a cliche a day calendar?
I'm just trying to help.
You want to help? Lighten up. I mean, for a dying woman, you're very serious, Kate.
It's living that's serious.
Ooh, that's a good one. I think everybody ought to know about that one.
Hey. Attention, skiers! It is living that is serious! We have a woman here who seems to have lost her sense of joy. A small reward will be offered for its immediate return.
Don't listen to him! He's an outpatient!
We found it!
What am I gonna do with you?
May I offer a humble suggestion?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Hello?
Hi, Mom. What are you and Dad doing?
I thought you were going to the theater.
I am. Your father's outside in the car. Tell me, I can take it. What's happened?
Oh, Mom, I told you I just called to chat.
Allison, the last time you called to chat, I found out you and Charles were getting divorced. Now, what is it this time? Disease? Drugs? I can take it.
Well, Kate and Max went away for the weekend.
Yes.
The kids are with Charles.
Yes.
And I'm alone.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
For this, your father and I almost had an accident on the thruway?
Well, you know how terrified I am of being alone. I know it's silly, Mom.
What's silly about it? Women aren't supposed to be alone. We're supposed to be at someone's beck and call. That's why nature gave us husbands.
Well, at the moment, I'm fresh out of husbands.
Oh, my poor baby. A woman alone in the world with two children.
It's not that tragic, Mom.
Please, a woman without a man.
It's like a fish without a bicycle.
What?
I read it on a T-shirt.
You can't believe everything you read on some stranger's chest, Allison. Now listen to your mother. Women were not put on this earth to be alone.
I don't want to argue sexual politics with you, Mom. I just want an itinerary.
Why don't you practice the piano? Your father spent a fortune on piano lessons. Try playing Für Elise for him before he's too old to recognize it.
We don't have a piano.
I'm no good at this, Allie. In my generation, there was no alone. When your children grew up and moved out, your parents moved in. There was no divorce. Now everyone's alone, running around trying to find out who they are. Why don't you do that?
What?
Find out who you are.
What does that mean?
I haven't a clue. In a minute, Edward, we're having a mother-daughter chat on Phil Donahue. There was this woman who got divorced and became a lawyer.
I only have 2 days, Mom.
Do things you like.
I don't know what I like.
Touch that horn again, Edward, and I'm a widow. It sounds to me as though you're going to have to go for the big one. Self-awareness. Both Regis Philbin and Phil Donahue had that one.
What do?
You look inside yourself. You go back to your roots, to who you were before you became who you are. Does that make sense to you?
I think so.
Good, it didn't to me. I switched a $25,000 pyramid. Just open up, Allie, and look inside yourself. I envy you. And I don't envy you. It could be a wonderful learning experience. Right now, your father's going to learn a thing or two.
Oh, my God, she kissed me.
Room service.
Again?
I thought the champagne would be more appropriate.
Oh, what are we celebrating?
Us.
Oh, I remember them. They were nice.
Everybody said so.
Not my father.
Not my mother. Why, what'd your father say about me?
He said that you were a long-haired hippie freak who'd never amount to a hill of beans. Of course, I'm softening it. What did your mother say?
My mother said that you were nothing but a bubble-headed pretty face that would never be able to add 2 plus 2.
Boy, they really pegged us, didn't they?
Yeah, well, my mother cried when we got a divorce.
And yeah, my father's ulcer flared up.
We could make them awfully happy, you know?
Really? How?
By getting back together.
Max,
Liz and Dick did it.
Okay, you buy me a diamond as big as the Ritz, and we'll talk.
Hey, we came here to figure out whether this thing we had can be rekindled, right?
There's a difference between rekindling and arson.
Are you trying to tell me that you don't love me anymore?
I'll always love you, Max.
Now, wait a minute. Why do I feel like I just won the washer-dryer combo instead of the new car?
I'm no prize, Max.
Hey, you're close enough, Kate. What are you scared of? Nothing's changed between us.
That's what scares me. All the reasons that we got married are still there. And so are all the reasons that we got divorced.
It's that job thing, isn't it?
No. Well, in a way. I mean, I see it as growing up, and you see it as giving up.
What is so great about growing up?
Maybe nothing.
I make you feel young again.
But I don't want to be young again. I don't want to worry about what I'm going to do with my life. I've got enough trouble worrying about what I'm going to do with my weekend. It's not going to work, Max.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Geez, where do we make our mistake? Getting divorced or getting married?
Neither was a mistake. Getting divorced gave us the lives that we need. Getting married gave us Emma.
Yeah, well, I never made much money, but at least I accomplished that much.
You accomplished a lot. You gave Emma the guts to be different, to go out on a limb. You're a terrific dad.
Sounds more like I'm a terrific squirrel. Still friends.
Best friends.
And you are sure that it is not about the money?
No, money doesn't matter to me.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I charged this room to you.
Perfect.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.